Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of Kenzie and Max 3, Undercover, written by Jacqueline Harvey and read by Jacqueline Harvey. Kenzie measured the powder into the beaker, then added an extra spoonful for good luck. "What's next?" she asked, drumming her fingers on the benchtop. It hadn't escaped her notice that numerous pairs of students had already ignited their mixtures. Autumn looked up from the sheet of paper where she had been reading through each step of the experiment. "It says here that the powder has to go in there," she said, pointing to the small bowl filled with sand that had been soaked in lighter fluid. Kenzie picked up the beaker and tipped the mixture onto the granules. "Now you can set it on fire," Autumn instructed. "Well done, Max and Carlos. That's fantastic," Mrs. Vandenboom exclaimed from the other side of the room. She swiftly moved on to congratulate Inez and Yasmina. Kenzie glowered. She flicked on the lighter and thrust it into the bowl of powder. She and Autumn watched closely as it sizzled and flashed, the flames rising higher and higher. "I don't think it's supposed to do that," Autumn said, anxiously glancing around at her classmates. Everyone else's flames had died down once the chemical reaction had transformed the powdered mixture into a charcoal snake. Theirs, however, was only intensifying. Kenzie gulped. "We need to put it out." She grabbed a small beaker of water and poured it over the bowl, which instantly exploded into a fireball. Kenzie leapt backwards just in time to avoid losing her eyebrows. "Fire!" Inez shouted as the flames shot towards the ceiling. Several of the children screamed. Romilly Vandenboom spun around from where she'd been running through the experiment for the third time with Dante and Sachin. "Good heavens! How on earth did that happen?" She sped to the front of the room, sidestepping the benches and launching herself at the fire blanket that was hanging from a hook. By now, the ceiling had begun to ignite. Max ran for the extinguisher and wrenched it from the wall, while Mrs. Vandenboom pulled the blanket from its pouch and hurtled back to the inferno. She threw it on the bowl just as Max pulled the pin and aimed the nozzle towards the burning ceiling. Thankfully, the flames were snuffed out in seconds, and there were only a few scorch marks to show what could have been so much worse. But it was already too late. The fire alarm had been triggered. "Oh no, this is bad," Kenzie turned to Autumn, biting her lip. "I didn't mean to. It was an accident." Romilly sighed. "Right, everyone, walk sensibly to the front entrance. There's to be no running," she ordered. Kenzie and Autumn joined the rest of the students in the hallway, where the sirens were still blaring. "What were you girls doing?" Mrs. Vandenboom demanded when she caught up to the pair. "It was my fault," Kenzie said. "I think I might have added too much baking soda." "That shouldn't have turned your snake into a flamethrower. That doesn't make any sense at all," Romilly said, shaking her head. She ushered her class through reception and out onto the tiny patch of front lawn where she began to count heads. Kenzie and Autumn fell into line alongside the rest of the school population. "I want to see you in my office at lunchtime, Kenzie. We need to..." "But Mrs. Vandenboom," Kenzie interrupted, "I have to see Mr. Frizzell first, then I've got detention with Miss Witherby."